U.S. Marshals say a wanted man died by suicide as they attempted to serve a warrant in Canton Tuesday morning. The Northern Ohio Violent Fugitive Task Force says the 52-year-old shot himself around 10 a.m. as marshals approached a home in the 1100 block of Clarendon Avenue Northwest. The task force officer also fired a shot. Canton police responded, but were not directly involved with the incident. The man, who was not identified, was charged in Starr County with domestic violence and failure to register as a sex offender. Incident under investigation by Canton Police and the Ohio BCI. Police in Canton investigating a shooting that landed a man in the hospital Monday night. Shortly after 6, officers responded to reports of gunfire in the 700 block of Prospect Avenue Southwest. They found several spent shell casings and blood at the scene. The victim, 35-year-old D'Angelo Snell of Massillon, had already been taken to Altman Hospital with serious injuries. He was listed in stable condition. Police say witnesses heard an argument followed by multiple gunshots. A dark-colored SUV fled the area. Police have not identified a suspect. The Alliance School District's performance in the Ohio Report Card is being praised by Superintendent Rob Gress. He said Tuesday at the District Board of Education meeting, it received 3 stars and met all standards for the second consecutive year. That hasn't happened in at least 5 years. Gress credits teachers and students. Elizabeth Hibbs, director of the Early Childhood Education Alliance, gave a presentation about the nonprofit agency's support of early education initiatives for families and early learning centers in Alliance. The board approved the appointments of certified and classified staff, supplemental assignments, and the resignations of certified and classified employees. A bid to take the owner and operator of the Hall of Fame Village private came up short. Hall of Fame Resort and Entertainment failed to collect a majority of shareholder votes for the proposal Tuesday. The Canton-based company will attempt to secure more votes prior to a shareholder meeting scheduled for next Thursday. Hall of Fame Resort would merge with Omaha Merger Sub, a subsidiary of Industrial Realty Group, and become a wholly owned subsidiary of HOFV Holdings, LLC. Industrial Realty is owned by Stuart Lichter, main shareholder of Hall of Fame Resort. The Starr County Coroner's Office has identified a man who died after a weekend house fire in Osnaburg Township. Responding firefighters pulled 83-year-old Gene Miller from his home on Sunlight Avenue Northeast Saturday afternoon. He was taken to Altman Hospital, where he died a short time later. The house is believed to be a total loss. The cause remains under investigation. Former East Canton police officer will not spend time behind bars after pleading guilty to misdemeanor dereliction of duty. 52-year-old Brian Pittman of Louisville entered the plea to the amended charge Monday. Common Pleas Judge Frank Forshoni sentenced him to 180 days in jail with all suspended on condition of 2 years good behavior. Pittman was indicted last month on felony charges of theft and theft in office. He was accused of submitting false records to be paid for hours he did not work. Pittman resigned in January, must pay more than $8,200 in restitution and surrender his peace officer certification. Canton City Council passed legislation making camping on city-owned property a misdemeanor crime, punishable by a $50 fine. The camping ban was approved 8-3. Prior to the vote, some residents criticized the proposal, saying it would criminalize homelessness. Mayor William Shearer says the intent is not to put anyone in jail, but to connect them with resources. Routine business handled Monday by Washington Township trustees. The zoning department reported 1 permit issued, and the board discussed property on Winchester Street. The fire department reported 36 runs this month, with 402 in the year to date. Trustees approved $2,300 in repairs for truck number 5, which is out of service. Man convicted last year of killing a 4-year-old boy in Struthers has been resentenced in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court. 22-year-old Brandon Crump was originally sentenced to 52 years to life in prison after he was found guilty of charges, including aggravated murder and the September 2020 slaying of Rowan Sweeney. Tuesday's resentencing stemmed from a conspiracy charge being merged with charges of aggravated burglary and aggravated robbery. The merger did not change the amount of time Crump will serve in prison. Sex charges lead to court action against 3 men in separate incidents. 36-year-old Larry Burgess of Youngstown was sentenced to 5 to 6 years in prison after a guilty plea to charges including 6 counts of compelling prostitution and cocaine trafficking. 31-year-old Sean McKinnon of East Liverpool was indicted on multiple counts of gross sexual imposition. He's accused of sexual contact with a child over 9 years that began when the girl was 6 years old. 32-year-old Brian Hodgman of Franklin Township is accused of sexual abuse of a 4-year-old girl at his home beginning in June 2024. He's charged with rape, sexual battery, and endangering children. Man convicted of a 1975 murder in Warren has been denied parole. 72-year-old Pompey Wade will stay in a state prison for at least another 5 years. He was found guilty of aggravated murder and other charges stemming from a robbery and shooting at a Warren business that left an employee dead and another wounded. He was sentenced to death, but the death penalty was later ruled unconstitutional. Wade was then sentenced to 20 years to life.